Yeah. Well, yeah, we did. We got a chance to look at some of the guys that are fighting for jobs. So it was a longer evaluation of them, and that's what's important.
Can you talk about your descent there? You were talking about the week about Zach going like being a starter and you ended up resting pretty much all your first teamers. You just felt like they had, you know, what you've got in those guys and you just wanted to give them three.
Yeah, you know, I think that if they did go, they only would have gone one series, and I just felt like I wanted to make sure that I got a good evaluation, because we had targeted a number of guys that we really needed to see at different positions that are fighting for jobs. So I just felt like that was the best way to go. It was tough conditions early. You know, I don't think we let some guys get through that hit him, but I think he still made some good throws. There's no question he's improved over the course of the preseason, just in managing the huddle, managing the line of scrimmage. We're able to do a lot of different things with him. Wish we'd had a little more success on that two-minute drive that we went, because he's done well with those. He hit Taylor for a nice play, and then we were moving the ball, and then we had the turnover. So, but I've been pleased with his development. Yeah. Yeah. We'll meet tonight. We'll meet in the morning. We'll try to, you know, there's going to be some that we can move on. There may be some that we hold back depending on situations. Some of it will be, we've got to evaluate this to be fair.
Can you talk about, didn't use Coons at all to kick tonight and Bonani winds up going 1-2?
Yeah, you know, we had planned on the rotation, but we had a bad snap on that first kick. It was a bobbled one. So I didn't think that was fair. So it was Bonani's turn to kick, so I wanted it to be fair with the idea that maybe we'd get another kick with Coons. Actually tried to throw a long one there on that last play, hoping maybe we could get it down in there and try a field goal to give him an opportunity, but we just didn't do enough offensively to do that.
He had both kickoffs, so you would have gone back and forth there generally.
Yeah, I just, with the weather, I was trying to take the weather out of the picture. The first one he hit in the weather, it was really coming down, and it was a helicopter flat ball, so I wanted to evaluate how far he could kick it when it wasn't pouring rain.
Aside from Dennis Stafford, he played the entire game for you. Did you don't
yeah.
To do that?
Yeah, we probably had some other guys Ayers do that. No, Ayers didn't, because I think there was a rotation with that. So
Damon knows it'll be that kind of night when you tell him guys like that really just got to buckle up.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think Damon's been one of those guys that's played well for us through camp and in some of the preseason games. So we wanted to get him a lot of snaps to try to prepare him for the season.
Carl Kluge looked like he was trying to make a final statement for sure.
Yeah, he did. I'd say, Paul, he's done a nice job the whole preseason. You know, that's the effort that you look for from a guy like that.
Tommy, I guess, been in the league for several years, and this is like the preseason for him to still be committing, I guess, silly penalties on the sideline. Did you get to hear about that?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's part of the game. He's an emotional player, and I think we got the message across that if you're going to be competing, if you're going to play, you can't have one of those penalties. What is it, 1st and 22, and then you're going to give him a first down? We can't do that.
Hunter, make that second catch. You kind of hurry.
I don't think so.
Think about
it? I think so. That's why we hurried to the line. So that's good practice.
That first catch, too. I mean,
that was a great catch he made on the first. Yeah. No, it didn't look like he made the catch, but he made a good effort at it. He got down there and almost picked it off the turf. So, I mean, obviously it was close enough they didn't challenge, but at least we got to work on the mechanics of getting a quick snap.
Did you feel like you got the full value of the loss in the first week? Did you feel like you got enough or saw what you wanted to see out of preseason and camp? Is this team ready for season?
Well, you know, it's tough because we had two halves essentially washed out because of weather here, so we lost a part of our evaluation. But you know, you guys have been out there. We've had an awful lot of snaps, a lot of competitive snaps, and you know, we feel like that we've made a lot of progress. I think it's going to be an interesting next step against Kansas City, live game action, but with a chance to game plan them and feel good about our football team.
I want to
disappoint you by not asking about the defense giving up the touchdown drive?
I thought you might ask me about that. Well, I mean, we had opportunities for 3 sacks. We had a couple of penalties on 3rd downs. You know, if you make any one of those plays, you're off the field. So that could probably be said pretty consistently for all of the opening drives on games. So, you know, this was a different group, but maybe we've got all that behind us now, and that won't be the case going forward. Just like, you know, we're going to get a bunch of turnovers because what did we get, the big goose egg in preseason? So we're due to get a bunch. This is probably the toughest part of it right now. I've been on both ends of it, and it's not pleasant. You know, it's there's a lot of work, effort, emotion that goes into this. It's competitive and on a high level, and to be told that you can't do it or that essentially we have to move on from somebody, it's very difficult. But I told the guys in the locker room, I appreciate the effort. They worked hard. The one thing I'll say about this group of men from training camp, you know, that last week before we played Atlanta was a grind. It was hot. We had long practices. No complaints. They worked very hard. I think that by doing that, it's laid a good foundation for our team going forward. And it's going to be hard to tell some of the men that contributed to that goodbye. I can't answer the future. You know, it's going to be difficult any year. I hope that's your goal. You want it to be difficult. That means you have a team that is a good team. So, you know, I hope that's the case. It's going to be difficult this year because it's our first year. You're accurate in that. So, you know, if we go forward, I hope it is difficult next year too because that means we've been improving as a team. Well, I definitely think he was one of those young men that helped himself tonight. Been impressed. He did a nice job at the end of the game last week against Atlanta, and he certainly did a nice job tonight.